You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The South African Post Office has officially confirmed to us that they would be looking to exit Business Rescue. We know that the Post Office has been under Business Rescue for several years. And just last week, we caught up with the shareholder or the stakeholder in question responsible for the South African Post Office in the form of the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies. They too confirmed that they would be looking forward to seeing a renewed post office and to see how it is that we move forward from here. I'm joined on the line by the acting CEO of the South African Post Office, Fatima Ghani, to take a look at the developments out of the post office and see where we go to from here. Fatima, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can we perhaps start the conversation with an overview of where the South African Post Office sits at this particular moment? We know that business rescue proceedings are just about being wrapped up. We know that we have a sense of the direction we're headed in. But what is the state of the Post Office at the moment?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having me. So we are what we would call a transitional state. The business rescue practitioners have filed to the courts for substantial completion. And then the business will be handed over to the new board of directors. Incidentally, we met them today, the starting of what would be a period of handover. And so currently we're in this transitional state, which we call the high care state, because, from being a distressed entity, which is an ICU, you're now moving into a high care to hand over to the board. And it's about really the next phase about preserving the value that we achieved through the business rescue stabilization and building a long-term sustainable organization.
Fatima, can we take a look at some of the events that were a focal point of the business rescue? There was significant debt within the post office business. The previous board had been removed. We know that there was a couple of challenges facing the post office financially, to the extent that at one stage the business rescue practitioners had confirmed that at least 3.7 billion rand, which was then revised down to almost 3.2 billion rand, would be needed to get us out of business rescue and have the entity operational. As it currently stands, we know that debt has come down significantly. We know that there's been an increase from a revenue perspective. Do we still need 3.7 billion rand to operate?
So let's pause. The business rescue was funded out of the fiscus, and there was an initial tranche of 2.4 billion. So when you say where we were, before the business went into rescue in July 23, in February 23, it was filed for provisional liquidation. So it was a severely distressed business, with an accumulation of historical debt, predominantly in the current liability space. So you haven't met your business debt in the ordinary course of business. And, SAPO had not paid its employee benefits. So you had employees who were earning net salaries, but pensions, medical aids, those elements were all outstanding. So you're looking at an extreme case of distress to an organization today where, it's been right-sized in terms of its cost base. The creditors have reached a compromise as part of the business rescue plan, and that 12 cents in the rand has been paid out. There has unfortunately been retrenchments, and so those retrenchment packages have been paid out. So when you look at that 2.4 billion initial tranche from the fiscus, that has been fully accounted for in terms of the activities that the business rescue practitioners have engaged in accordance with their plan. 3.8 billion was the second tranche, which was the ask. That was not forthcoming, and that additional funding was intended to support the longer-term modernization initiatives like technology, infrastructure, and new revenue streams. So its absence undoubtedly delays aspects about the broader turnaround strategy. It's important to distinguish that, the funding would have accelerated the modernization, but it was not a prerequisite for the stabilization which has occurred in the business rescue.
Mm-hmm. Fatima, going forward, let's take a look at that turnaround strategy and what lies ahead for the post office. What is the business model here? What is the plan? What are we expecting the new board to have or to give guidance on. We know that that new board is coming in. As you mentioned, the entity will be handed over to that new board from the business rescue practitioner perspective. But what is the plan for the South African Post Office to become competitive economically and viable at that?
So, you know, the discussions with the new board was really, you know, to have a two-prong approach because the post office is not out of the woods. It's achieved stability. But, you know, there's a turnaround that needs to be implemented. So the first priority for the board would be to protect the value that's been created through the business rescue and not dilute that value. That means maintaining financial discipline, governance standards and operational control. And then the second priority, which is, you know, what you're alluding to, is really extending sustainability through revenue diversification, partnerships and service innovation. And that third priority, which is the, you know, what is a global standard of a postal services operator, is really modernization. And so ensuring that SAPO evolves in line with changes in customers' expectation and the broader postal industry. So really, if I were an incoming board, I'd be thinking about protecting, preserving, and building, and not all, you know, stacked up against each other, but some of them, you know, you have to, in an acceleration and a turnaround, you'd be keeping your eye on protecting while at the same time trying to build. So it's not an easy game.
Not an easy game, but certainly a lot to look forward to from a post office perspective. The entity looking to begin its new chapter as it exits business rescue. Confirmation of that from the acting chief executive officer, Fatima Ghani, who joins me on the line now to take a look at that business and where we go to from here.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.